Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour.
Hour number three.
And it's Mark with you.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'm looking at the phone right now. It's wide open, folks. So if you tried earlier and it was busy, admittedly, we haven't got all the phone lines up. Or at one point, we had like four or five phone lines here in the studio.
I think we could do as many as six or seven at one point, but currently we're limited to two, I believe.
Right. Blame the FBI for that. Yes. And if you want to fix that, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And, yeah, donate to the campaign to free our co-hosts who have been locked up in the pokey.
Indeed.
So 603-283-6160, it's 603-283-6160. Something interesting happened this week, besides having to deal with the raid on Free Talk Live studios.
What was it, Mark?
It was in New York City. There was, they decided that they were going to do away with qualified immunity. And this is a decades-old doctrine that basically says police aren't responsible for their actions individually. It's kind of like giving them the corporate protection of the department. So you can sue the Department of Tyranny Land, but you cannot sue the cop unless he breaks the law. So, the idea is that, in fact, if a police officer breaks the law in some manner or another, then you can sue him and the police department. But it doesn't work out that way. This article from Reason Magazine that we just went and read in the final segment of the last hour, it mentions many things that that the police officers have managed to get off with qualified immunity. Now, I'm not saying that
it's a huge list. Yeah,
in these situations that the victim didn't get paid, but let's talk about, for instance, his name was Philando Castile, and this happened in Minnesota before George Floyd and all this other stuff.
Okay.
He was a black man. He worked as the head of the cafeteria at a public school. He was in the car with his girlfriend. You know, she referred to herself as wife, but they weren't married legally. So
okay.
I believe that if somebody says they're husband and wife, they're husband and wife, because all of this exists in language, and the government is just a bunch of organized criminals that, say things.
Yeah.
So if the government says you're married, that doesn't make it any more or less married, in my opinion.
Nothing says I love you like adding a third party to your relationship known as the state, who requires you to pay them a fee for a piece of paper that recognizes your marriage.
So Philando Castile, did I mention he's a black guy?
Yes.
Okay. His daughter is in the car. So, they had a daughter together. They're, driving around their family. Police officer comes up, and if it matters to you, the police officer's Asian. And he says, whatever. I can't remember what it was over. It was some kind of traffic situation. Philando Castile says, I have a concealed carry permit. Now, the officer, excuse me, this is really important. The officer said, let me see your license. Philando says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. And he's going for his license. Because remember, the officer said, let me see your license.
Right.
And he said, don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. Like, it literally was that long. Let me see your license. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. It was like 2.5 seconds from when he asked for his license, and then he's dead. Well, dying. And in that situation, the police officer was sued severally, and his qualified immunity protected him from that situation. Now, I can't tell you what happened with that officer. Has he been let go from the force? I have no idea. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. The family of Philando Castile, and there's some injustice in here if you want to know it. The family of Philando Castile got, I think it was $1.3 million from the city of Minneapolis,
right?
Now, I'd hate to think that my life is worth $1.3 million, but there's people I've met that is probably worth less. So anyway, they shoot the guy and they give money to his family. This is his mother and, that family.
Yep. Up.
But because he didn't have the government piece of paper, as I understand it, the girlfriend slash wife, depending on how you want to call it, got nothing.
Yep.
So now she's the one whose blood was her, her husband's blood was sprayed across her, and her child was the one that was in the car and heard the bang and watched daddy die and all that stuff.
Right.
By the way, should be an interesting life that girl grows up to live.
No kidding.
And that's what qualified immunity did in that circumstance. Now, I'm not here to say, I think that there's all kinds of problems. We pushed the Philando Castile thing over and over again, and I really wanted the NRA to pick that up.
Yeah.
But they decided to back the cop, because that's the kind of organization that they are. Now, to me, that seemed like a clear civil rights violation. The cop gave an order. He was following the order. The cop shot him. He was a concealed carry permit holder. By the way, I think this is really worth pointing out. Concealed carry permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a felony than a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Who is 100 times less likely to commit a felony than your average individual. So if the math that I've seen on the internet is fair, then a concealed carry permit holder is 1,000 times less likely to commit a felony than your average schmo on the streets.
Yep.
So if somebody says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, that ought to sound something like, I'm an Eagle Scout. Because the chances of them being whatever it is that that one might think they are is low. Now, I know there's many people out there that hate guns that think about concealed carry permit holders as super bad people or whatever. But the best evidence I have is they're super good.
I mean, I'll take that and a different spin. My opinion on that kind of a thing is, well, it's just like any other licensing. The government has taken away your right to do something and now sold you a license in order to be able to do it.
Oh, I'm not claiming that that's not true. I'm just saying the evidence that I've seen on concealed carry permit.
Yeah, the people who go and get a concealed weapons permit have to pass some sort of a background check, the same one that you have to pass in order to buy certain kinds of firearms in, the states that require this type of a thing. And generally speaking, it requires no criminal activity that is in the eyes of course, the government and the law enforcement agencies, but no felonies at a minimum for a concealed weapons permit in the states that I'm aware of. And that even includes like some of the, we'll call them the western states, right, where the old west, South Dakota comes to mind as one of them. I actually did carry a concealed weapons permit in the state of South Dakota. I was able to travel with it, and it was actually recognized across multiple states. I traveled down to New Mexico with it, and New Mexico does some weird things, and they pull people over just for the heck of it and search your car and all that stuff, but I had the document, and so, carrying a gun was fine.
Yeah, different states have different levels of reciprocity,
yeah.
And it's all very interesting. I don't know a great deal about it.
Yeah.
I am, they're allowed to discriminate against me because I'm a convicted felon. So I was safe enough to let out of prison, but I'm not safe enough to own a gun. And I'd like to make that point real quick because I think it's fair to do. I'm not that interested in owning guns personally, but that's because there's so many people in the world that have them, so many people in America that have them that can keep me safe. So I just don't need it. And thank you to those people that do. But when felons commit crimes, and they do, and they use guns, do you think they follow the law?
No.
So what's the point of the law?
There isn't one.
If the law prevented felons from committing crimes, then there would be a lot more felons, since it's legal for a felon to own a black powder pistol. There'd be a lot more crimes of felons robbing, say, liquor stores or whatever with black powder pistols. And that's not happening because the felons don't care about that law. So it's the same old saying, if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns. If you outlaw felons having guns, only outlaw felons have guns. It's just that dumb.
It is. It really is. And you can apply that same thing to the recent Colorado shooter. All the leftists who want all these laws for gun control, they already exist in Colorado, and he went and shot up a place anyway, so the law doesn't prevent any of that from happening.
No, it doesn't.
The number, 603-283-6...
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We do call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. 200 radio stations anytime between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
I have the total at 187. I say that because it was 185 before the terrorists attacked the studio, and then I got word from our rep that there were two more added.
I know for a fact it's higher than that.
Oh, nice. But yeah, I figured the count was low, but whatever.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a switchover between our old syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, whom we love, and our new syndicate, Talk Media Network, and whom we think is going to do good for adding stations and is doing well, I've got to say. I'm very impressed with Josh and the gang over there. And my buddy Willis works over there, too. Radio's a smaller and smaller world as it gets down. There was a couple of stations sort of lost in the mix and that sort of thing. And we're trying to retain as many as we can. We were at over 200 at one point. Nice. Relatively soon we will be at over 200 again. And that's the goal. So, well, the goal is 300 after that, right? And,
yeah.
You know, I'm certainly not here to celebrate the death of the godfather of radio or anything like that, but I have stated on the air many times that Free Talk Live's single greatest advantage on the radio is that we're quite simply younger than all of our competition. There's a few people out there that are sort of our age, but
I've been feeling old recently, but you've made me feel young today. Thanks, Mark.
Right. At 50, you're 49.
I'm 48.
Yeah, you're 48. You'll be 49 this year.
I will, but don't rub it in.
I just turned 50.
And I thought you were 52. I'm kidding. Yeah. I didn't think you were 52.
Right. So I'm 50, and I'm a youngster in this business.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. Got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you could just commit suicide like the news director, program director at University of New Mexico radio station. You could do that.
Oh,
well, I prefer not to.
I have to tell you that I ran over what I can only call a suicidal bunny yesterday on my way home from the studio. Yeah, it jumped out into the road, like far enough ahead that I saw it jump into the road, and then it jumped out of the road, and then as I got closer to where it jumped out of the road, it jumped back into the road again, and I tried to just move a little bit to sort of straddle the little bastard,
yeah,
and you know, hopefully not run him over with my tires, and maybe he'd survive. But then I heard the inevitable bunny thud,
yeah,
and I was sad. I became sad.
The thing about that is that. What's important, I mean, you know, if you've got a chance to check a rear view mirror and you're crossing the road, you know that nothing's in the oncoming and that kind of thing, absolutely, take the time to do that. But if it's a situation where you just don't have time to check, the best thing you can do is just go ahead and take the bunny out. And I'm sorry, I love the bunny, but if you slam on the brakes and somebody's following a little too close and they smash, and it's some kid that gets killed, it's not worth the bunny. I'm sorry. You know, that's just the way it has to be.
Yeah, I agree. And, in fact, I've hit, you know, animals before. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I've, of course, hit a deer in my life and that kind of thing. Squirrel, skunk, you know.
Shiny object.
Yeah, indeed.
Shiny object. What were we talking about? I think we were talking about radio, as in radio must die. And somehow we got to bunny suicide.
Wait, why must radio die, David?
Well, like, for instance, this. You guys have how many radio stations you're just talking about? Well, you have a competitor, Cumulus Media. You guys are probably well aware of Cumulus Media, right? So on CumulusMedia.com, Cumulus Media engages listeners with high-quality radio – well, that's debatable – high-quality radio programming through 415 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, delivering nationally syndicated sports, news, talk, entertainment, blah, 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 blah. Happy bunch of happy horse blank. Anyway, so Cumulus Media, here's what – the Cumulus Media does with that power they have attained.
Okay.
If you call into any Cumulus Media station talk radio program like KKKOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you want to talk about, let's see, for instance, you are skeptical that the election, the presidential election, or the other elections, the recent election, was completely legit. If you bring that up at all, they are instructed to get rid of you as a caller. That's a no-no subject. You cannot talk about that. Cannot question it. And the same thing goes for if you are skeptical of wearing a mask. You must be dumped. Get rid of that collar. We can't have any mask skeptics on Cumulus Media like KKK OB Radio, like the Darren White Show or the TJ Trout Show, et cetera, et cetera. And if you are skeptical of the vaccine, if you in any way denigrate the vaccine, that might encourage people to think before they get injected with some experimental concoction, then you are also censored, blocked, dumped from Cumulus Media, e.g. KKK, OB Radio, like the Darren White Show in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So I'm with you. I think that this is, well, not everybody's got the sensibilities of Free Talk Live, right? They're not all, the same concept. So they can do whatever they want, especially a commercial radio program, can do whatever it wants when it comes to programming.
Right,
so
making a show, right?
Right. There's shtick that if you call in with some particular topics here on Free Talk Live, you probably won't stay on that long because to us it's just not that interesting, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And, obviously here you can talk about your skepticism towards masks, if that's what you want to do, or your skepticisms toward the experimental gene therapy that they're calling a COVID vaccine. And I'm not saying that's bad. All medical procedures were experimental at one point. This is experimental gene therapy. I just kind of wish they'd call things what they were. I'm tired of living in a world where they keep me in the dark and feed me bullcrap and then expect me not to grow mushrooms. I mean, that's what goes on. And the vaccine, like vaccines we've had a long time. It's a great way to prevent polio, right? But this isn't that. It's not the polio vaccine or anything like it.
Yeah.
They're just using that same term and riding on the back. And to me, that sounds like lying. And I don't like that.
Oh, it definitely is lying.
Now, I'll probably take it because I've seen a lot of people taking it and they, by and large, seem fine. And, that's that. I mean, I have the advantage of being 50, so I'm not in that first round of people that get the experience.
Until the aliens flip the switch and you all obey their every command immediately.
That hasn't happened yet?
Right. I mean, maybe it kind of has.
Speaking of which, skeptical the people call in about it. I mean, we haven't had a good moon landing call in a long time, I got to say.
You're really trying to draw them out of the woodwork.
So a friend was talking to me about the moon landing being staged just today, so I thought it was amusing.
I wonder if the people on the radio station or stations in which David was alluding to wear masks while they broadcast.
Clearly they can't. It just doesn't.
Why not, Mark? Wouldn't it sound good if they had the mask on or for your microphone?
To me, these masks are in part a good thing. Like if a mask is... If it's protecting me from spitting on you while I talk, that's fine. That's great, right? If we could sort of show how it prevents the spread of the virus, that's great. But all they do is say, it helps to prevent the spread of the virus, and you're a bad person for not wearing it. And that's the only conversation that surrounds masks.
Yep.
There's no conversation otherwise. And I'm just not that kind of person. I'm kind of a critical thinker, and I want to know the facts.
Huh. Weird.
And a piece of paper hung over your mouth isn't doing much, in my opinion. Free Talk Live.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organization Deanna Shulman says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. Continuing to devastate the United States' cotton harvest.
Southwestern cotton growers are abandoning millions of parched acres that they planted in spring, prompting forecasts for the weakest U.S. harvest in more than a decade and sending prices sharply higher. The severe drought and some of the hottest weather on record have scorched cotton fields and are driving a historically high level of abandonment in the Southwest, according to the USDA. U.S. agriculture forecasters expect drought-struck farmers to walk away from more than 40% of the 12.5 million acres they sowed with cotton and harvest the smallest area since Reconstruction. Back then in 1868, yields per acre were less than a fifth of what they are today, but the market for cotton was vastly smaller, too. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
President Biden is continuing his vacation in Delaware and has nothing on his public schedule. The House and Senate are also out this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
David. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want.
You can, can't you?
Yes, you can. And you'll talk to us, won't you?
You will, won't you?
Yes, you will. And our names are?
Mark.
And the captain.
Nice. They are, aren't they?
They are. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You know, and the funny thing is that's been the number for a very long time. We just didn't give it out generally. Because we had an 800 number and we threw in another syndicate and all that other stuff. So now you're actually coming into the studio and I'm actually answering the call.
Right. And also, for those folks who might not know how toll-free numbers work, toll-free numbers do not require a telephone. They require a destination. So in other words, a toll-free number needs to point somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You need to tell it a local phone number to go to. That's a 800 number, 888 number, 877, 866, 855. Those are all toll-free numbers.
Yeah.
They require a destination, a local number to be pointed at before a call will route.
And for instance, most people are calling in on 603-283-6160. And they're not paying any tolls because they're calling in on a cell number, they got a national plan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't paid a long distance fee inside the United States in 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and what we decided was everybody knows 603 is, or more people know 603 is a New Hampshire extension. This is a New Hampshire show. And so let's just go ahead and use our New Hampshire number, 603-283-6160. It's a good number. So
and I can still hear a pin drop.
Right. And instead of getting an 800 number where we pay for every second that you're on hold, every second you're on the air, every second of those things, and you're calling in, and it would have been free if you'd have called a regular number, well, let's just go ahead and take the free stuff. So we cut overhead, and we went that way, and that's fine. We had talked about masks in the last segment and sort of what do masks do. And I did decide to Google it. What do masks do to prevent COVID? And here's the CDC. Says, this is a common question. It says masks substantially reduce exhaled respiratory droplets and aerosols from infected wearers and reduce exposure of uninfected wearers to these particles. So it's claiming that you have your exposure reduced, right? Uninfected wearers to these particles. So exposure of uninfected wearers. Do you believe that? I mean, like, how I'm breathing around my mask, not through it. I've had those N95s on, and it's restrictive.
Yeah.
I'm not much interested in that thing. And you can't wear it for long because it kind of becomes clogged. I mean, you know, if you're getting on a plane, you're going to be like, I'm going to be on for 3 hours. I'm going to put my N95 on just as I get on the plane. I think you'll be fine or whatever because, but after some period of time, like, you're breathing around that too because it just kind of becomes clogged.
Yeah, to me, the biggest conspiracy here is the fact that most people have been convinced that otherwise healthy human beings walking around breathing fresh air are somehow a threat to them.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I see people outside with masks on. This is just something I will not do. I'm not wearing a mask outside.
Saw it today repeatedly. Yeah. It was a nice sunny day, about 70 degrees here. I had some errands to do around town, went and had some dinner with some people, you know, before the show tonight and that kind of a thing. And, yep, walking down the street, walking your dog, mask on your face, walking down the street, outside, nobody around.
Amazing to me.
You know,
it's amazing to me. I saw three people taking a walk with each other, one on the one side of the road, one in the middle of the road, and one on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So they were 8 feet apart wearing masks.
Well, and the thing that I don't like is I'm seeing preteens and maybe early teens who, of course, get together with their friends and roam around town on, like, bicycles or in groups of three or four, and they have masks, but when the parents aren't watching, they're down.
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other and hanging out with each other.
Funny
and
shapes. Kind
of, yeah. And then, of course, you know, when they get around the corner to where their parents are, the masks are up.
Right.
Right. So they already know. The teenagers already know that there's something wrong with the whole facade.
A friend of mine is having his housework done. He said, I'm convinced that the workmen only carry masks so that they can put it on for when they go home. You know, to convince the wife that they've been wearing it all day.
Oh,
because they're not wearing it during the day.
Right, just the
So you had mentioned something about zero COVID cult.
The zero COVID movement.
Okay.
This is from
cult.
Yeah, this is from the American Institute of Economic Research. This is written by Jenin Younes, or Younes, I'm not sure how to pronounce Younes. The past year has given rise to some strange and novel methods of disease containment, including lockdowns and mask mandates. It is unsurprising that the natural next step in this progression has been the development of a movement known as Zero COVID. Its growing influence is perhaps predictable, given that for nearly a year, over a year now, I guess, we have been inundated by the views of so-called experts seeking to legitimize their myopic worldview that public health is determined solely by prevention of COVID-19.
Right, and this is very strange. Like, everything else doesn't matter. Your family member is dying of a heart attack. You can't go in the hospital because you might spread COVID. This is inhumane.
Oh, by absolutely.
I can't tell you how many people I've met who have had a loved one. I mean, because, you know, I've talked about it on the air here, and nobody talks about this. A loved one who passed away or went into the hospital, and they couldn't go in. I've got a good friend whom I visited in the nursing home for, man, close to a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in over a year.
Yeah.
And I mean, he just talks about how bored he is, how he thinks that life isn't worth living. I mean, this is awful what we're doing to people.
No, I agree. And, you know, I brought it up in around the holidays. What happens to all of the folks who used to go caroling, you know, at the elderly homes, that kind of thing, when I was a young kid?
You mean the super spreaders?
Yeah. When I was a young kid, you know, in one of the families that I was with, the thing to do was to get together with some folks, church-oriented activity, and go caroling to the old folks' home.
We did that in my Methodist youth group.
And, oh, my gosh, like... I'm not, you know, a particularly religious dude or whatever, but you could see the joy on these people's faces when you came around to carol.
Yeah.
You know, it was like an event for them. They were like, oh, my gosh, they were so happy. So, like, apparently, you know, you can't comfort old people because of this. Also, too, what happened to public service messages for, like, healthy people, right? Have you heard the government or anybody put out a public service message about, hey, you know, if there's a pandemic, perhaps you should start thinking about, like, your nutrition habits and what foods you're putting in your body and what kind of vitamins you're taking or not taking or
alcohol consumption.
All of these things. They're not saying anything about any other thing that you can do to strengthen your immune system, to, you know, they've even stopped talking about washing your hands. It's all about the mask and all about the social distance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm hearing wash your hands. Washing your hands has always been a good idea, but I think that the worry that comes from COVID-19, you know, cortisol buildup, because cortisol builds up in your body when you're, you know, worried and stressed and all that stuff. That has to be far more unhealthy than whether or not you choose to wear a mask while you're walking around the park.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the, you know, people are so worried about it, and that is not a state that is a state of healthiness, you know, of health, yeah. Wellness.
It's not about health. It's about compliance and obedience.
That's what it seems to be. Oh, and it's kind of like a totem, too. Like, you're if you're wearing a mask, then you wanted to see Joe Biden in office, and you didn't like Orange Hitler either. And the people that aren't wearing masks, they're all, you know, minions, brown shirts, modern brown shirts. Like, it is the craziest thing. I don't care which crooked old pervert you liked.
Yeah.
Don't care. In fact, I moved to the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, so I didn't have to listen to you kooks.
Yeah, it's weird how it's almost like the anti-Scarlet Letter. Everybody else puts something on, and so everybody who's left over must be the bad guy.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Indeed.
Snooch to the booches.
For Tuck Life.
Science has made food that's sugar-free, fat-free, and gluten-free. But it all pales in comparison to the pain-free car shopping you'll find only at...
CarProUSA.com.
Radio. It's on.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in. Well, I might be able to squeeze you in. Yeah, I'll give you the number. 603-283-6160. It's Mark.
And the captain.
603-283-6160. Captain, let's just jump straight into the calls.
Okay.
You down?
I'm down.
I'm down like four flat tires.
We've got phones back, so why not, right?
Right. Lysander calling in from Indianapolis. Lysander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great name, by the way.
Thanks. I just wanted to tell you guys about some true believers we ran into out in the woods of Indiana hiking in a state park.
What kind of true believers?
Groups of people in masks.
Groups?
Out in the woods.
How big are the groups?
Yeah. One of the groups was, 20 people?
Wow. That's a good size.
Around 20 people. And then there was a couple families here and there that you'd see wearing masks, maybe an individual walking by himself wearing a mask.
That's baffling to me. The individual by himself. Like, I can kind of see if you say, all right, well, I'm going to be within 6 feet of somebody. By the way, now the Biden administration has said it's fine to be within 3 feet of each other as long as you're in a school. Now you won't get the COVID that way. But,
okay.
You know, it's interesting how the rules just changed once, Orange Hitler went away and Uncle Touchy came in. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe it's partisan, just me thinking.
Well, Pope Biden came in and christened government buildings. So
I'd hate to think that he's christening anything.
Hey, Lysander, do you know how to keep the Biden administration from coming after your guns?
How do you do that?
You keep them upstairs.
Oh, that's right. He fell trying to get into go up the stairs to Air Force One, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah,
should we ask him why he called?
When you elect
the caller?
Yeah, he called about the masks.
Oh, that's right.
People walking around in the woods with masks.
Yeah, people masks in the woods.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lysander.
Wearing a mask.
It's to me, I'm not wearing a mask if I'm outdoors.
I think I time traveled there for a minute and came back.
I can kind of see if you're standing and facing somebody. Like, this is the thing that was never talked about the 6 feet. 6 feet from, like, sort of directly in front of your face. I'm with that. Now, most of the cases are spread inside the home. Homes are have much less ventilation than businesses do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people are cheap and they don't want to pay to air condition the outdoors or heat the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. I mean, makes perfectly good sense.
Yep.
Whereas businesses, they have a commercial code that they have to beat and they have to change airflow, and airplanes are the same way. So they have to spend more money on air conditioning and heat and all that good stuff. But, I mean, if you're not looking, when you're hiking, you tend to be hiking on all facing, you know, your 6 foot deadly zone, extending directly out from the front of your face. Like, if I'm within 6 feet of you and, or within 2 feet of you, and we're back to back, and our heads are facing different directions, and we're talking, we're not in danger.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're outdoors. So to me, it's like, I get if you're, you know, dealing with, like, some spittle. And everybody gets excited, and spittle comes out when you talk, and whatever. And it happens to go in, like, your eye or something. Okay, I can see that, you know, that's gross, whether you've got COVIDs or not. It's not a good thing. Now, mind you, I do jiu-jitsu, and, I mean, we sweat, like, big drops of sweat just boink right in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. You know, you're rolling around in Japanese pajamas with another grown man, and it's sweaty in that room. I mean, you know, there's 20 guys all doing the same thing. The windows are steamed, and, whatever. But, you know, and by the way, I've done that. I've been two-thirds of the way around the world and back in 2020, and I've taken my tests, and I've never been exposed to COVID.
According to the test.
According to the test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems to me the biggest question is, how come people who don't give a crap about COVID don't seem to get it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What explains that anomaly?
I'm certainly no COVID denier, right? A good friend of mine, his name was a Christian Anarchist, and he called in here to the show, and yep. He was a longtime donor. And you know, he went into the hospital. I got some texts. I still hold them on my phone. He's dead.
Yep.
But I love his texts. I love to look at them. And, you know, his wife's a doctor. He worked as an office manager at a medical facility. He likely caught it from somebody coming in to get treatment. And, you know, it's real. So I don't know why he got it, and I think that some people are much more susceptible than others. He was 69, by the way, if you want to know. No, he is not morbidly obese, and to the best of my knowledge, he didn't have any really pre-existing conditions that one might be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
It gets some people.
Yeah, but 99% or better recovery rate still.
Yeah, especially if you're below a certain age. I think that if I had to do it all over again, and mind you, I said this when it was going on, is this is just a geriatric problem. We should have kept people 65 and above, 75 and above, you know, whatever the numbers are that we came out with, and given them a helper, right? So there's always somebody who's willing to help, and I can help. And we have people in our neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we take the dog for a walk. This lady who's in her 80s,
yeah.
And you know, her dog's young. She's not.
Right.
You
right.
Know? And you know, you get a little helper, and they deliver the groceries to you, and you can stay home, and you can be protected. And then once we all get the exposure out here, they call it verisimilitude, I believe is the terminology.
It's a good word.
Yeah. You know, then everything will be fine. Because the vast majority of people under the age of 65, it's amazing to me how these millennials are like, I don't want to get COVID and die. You're not going to get COVID and die. If you get COVID, you probably won't even know you had it.
Yeah. And you're going to live.
Yep. It's just that way. And I'm baffled by it. It seems to me that young people would want to get COVID so that they don't have to deal with it. After that, because once you get it, you're not likely to get that strain again.
Like the old chicken pox parties.
Indeed. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that you're more likely to see something like this vaccine come around annually now.
I in fact think that was the plan all along, that you're going to have to continue to receive these injections because the government says so.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got somebody messing with the phones here. Free Talk Live. Yeah. No, I don't know what's going on.
It's the aliens, man.
Yeah.
Do want to hear any more about this article?
Well, what do you tell me about them, the zero COVID folks?
Well, rather than acknowledge to a weary public that their approach has been a failure, they're doubling down in an attempt to save their reputations. This is talking about the establishment.
Right. By the way, the failures are lockdowns do no good.
Right.
Masks apparently do some good, but people don't want to talk about the downsides of masks and the downsides of strapping a dirty rag over your face.
So these people are instead of admitting that, you know, the lockdowns didn't work and the masks are marginally, if any, you know, effective at all, they're doubling down, saying that they haven't gone far enough, these measures. There's apparently some diversity of opinion.
That's how it goes, is that you can show that basically Florida and California, with the worlds different in implementation, are basically the same as far as, you know, the death rate and infection rate. By the way, death rate is probably right now below the excess death rate, which means that, you know, there's no danger at all.
Right.
Let's go to the phones real quick. I don't know who it is. Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is my name's Dalton. Anyways, a little off topic.
No topic.
I know you guys are crypto fans, and I just, generalized question, I wanted to know, is it possible for the government to shut down crypto, it being open source, open ledger, and decentralized? I'm just curious.
Not like a frontal assault in shutting down crypto, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The crypto6.com is evidence that the government can try to shut down crypto. So what
they can shut down people doing things that the government doesn't like, but crypto didn't ask to exist. It requires nobody's permission. It didn't go to banks and governments and go, hey, can we have permission to? No, they exist in the exact opposite way. They exist without permission.
Yeah, the accusations against the Crypto 6 at thecrypto6.com is that they were selling Bitcoin without government permission. Now, there's interesting, the legal wranglings is all up to the attorneys at this point, but if you want to see freedom surrounding cryptocurrency, supporting these precedent matters.
Yes.
And supporting these people matters.
And the definition.
You want them to have good legal counsel, and if you want good precedent, you need good legal counsel, and that legal counsel is going to be had by supporting people at thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, we're relying on the crypto community at large to assist with this, because precedent will be set.
It is being set right now. I mean, and you can be involved and you cannot be involved, but you know, cry about it later if you wish. thecrypto6.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woot. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.